Unions NUM and NUMSA will embark on strike action at Eskom to try and force the power utility to increase wages by 15% across the board, along with a housing allowance increase to 2,000 rand. But cash-strapped Eskom is sticking to its stance of zero increases and no bonuses for this financial year. The planned action is illegal, given that Eskom has been declared an essential service provider. And David Sapunzi, who's General Secretary of NUM, joins us in studio now to discuss the rationale behind their demands. Thanks so much, David, for your time this evening. So, NUM, one of the unions to be representing Eskom workers in a one-day strike this week. What do you think the strike is going to achieve? And I ask because, first of all, it's illegal, and we have Eskom adamant that there is simply no room to maneuver given the kind of turnaround that has to happen at the organization.
Good evening, Alicia. First of all, let's correct this. This is not a strike. It's a picketing action by our members together with those of NUMSA at Eskom, in trying to force Eskom to understand that they cannot live without an increase this year in their wages. We believe that Eskom, yes, has got financial constraints, but this, the ordinary workers cannot be penalized for the corruption that has been plaguing Eskom and the mismanagement of the entity.
Of course, it's unfair that workers suffer the consequences of mismanagement at the operation, but shouldn't making sure that we have a sustainable operation to start off with, preventing job losses, be a priority right now?
Well, we are all concerned. We want to ensure that we have a stable Eskom, which is unfortunately being taken away from the people through the IPPs. But we cannot accept the fact that Eskom says zero, and they say that their negotiators say they have exhausted their mandate. It means they are not prepared to negotiate.
With that, let's take a look at the demands that you've put on the table. You're demanding 15% increase. How are you justifying that level of increase given the current economic climate from a struggling entity?
Alicia, I understand that negotiations and negotiations will start from somewhere, but knowing very well that will go somewhere. Our end point for now, the deadline, let's just take the cat out of the bag, is double digits, which is 10%. We are not married to 15%. But if Eskom starts at zero and ends at zero, that means we are in trouble.
Would you be happy with an inflationary linked increase?
Inflation plus would be better, just like any other civil servants that have been given increases this year.
Just like any other employee in the country would enjoy as well. Added to that, you've tabled a housing allowance increase to 2,000 Rand, 80-20% contribution to medical aid, a ban of labor brokers, and then paid maternity leave of 6 months and a 1 month paid paternity leave. Is there room to compromise on any of those fronts?
Those demands are not cast in stone, are put on the table for the parties to negotiate and move towards each other. But for Eskom to be rigid, it makes the whole exercise of negotiating a farce.
Mm-hmm. Taking a look at the fact that we've had Eskom say it's exhausted its mandate, where to from here as you see it, David? Because it's clearly illustrated that it's not willing to compromise on this.
Well, our members, in fact, are the ones that are giving leadership instruction. They are going to picket on Thursday. Thereafter, they have instructed us to meet with the board. If we don't get satisfaction in meeting with the board, we meet with the minister. If we don't get satisfaction there, we demand to meet with the president, so that when lights go off, the president doesn't say, "But unions, why did you not talk to me when you have this problem?"
Where it's undeniable that Eskom needs to tighten its belt, where, in your opinion, should it be cutting back?
Well, the whole lot of executives. You see, we have a bloated head office, executives. I think if I'm quoting, well, they have about 500 or 800 executives. What are they doing? I'm told that some of the executives don't have people who are reporting to them. Why do we have such people being paid exorbitant salaries?
Okay, you've threatened to remove the new board forming part of that executive physically if you must. Do you think that this new management is not fit to turn things around, even if it is eventually, because it's going to take a while to get things back to an efficiently operating machine?
Well, we don't like what is becoming culture in South Africa, that people have to resort to violence or use of force in order to be listened to. We don't like that culture, but it's developing to be culture here in South Africa. Look at what happened in the Northwest when the people didn't like the premier and the premier was later removed. And we're saying we don't like that. We know where the chairman of Eskom comes from. We know where Telkom is today because of this very same gentleman. So we are not going to wait for him to do the same at Eskom.
Are you listening to, on your end, the change that is afoot at Eskom right now and some of the changes that are being made for the positive?
Well, we would appreciate any changes that are made for the positives, but unfortunately, I'm not aware of any changes that are bringing any positive as I sit here.
Let's end the conversation at that point. David, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. David Sapunzi is General Secretary of NUM.